Coat of Many Colors, people just identify me with that. That little song just means so much to me in so many ways for so many reasons. It's more of a philosophy than it is a song.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth.
It is impossible to separate Dolly Parton from Coat of Many Colors. The song is her life story in 3 minutes and 5 seconds. How she was raised in the poverty of Appalachia, how her mother sewed her a coat of rags to wear to school, and how the other kids made fun of her. But also, how Dolly learned she was rich in love.
And it was away down in the fall, Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of.
Coat of Many Colors is the title track and the heart and soul of one of Dolly's greatest albums. Released in 1971, it's the record where Dolly came into her own as a solo artist, as a songwriter, and as a storyteller. Over the album's 10 tracks, 7 of them written solely by Dolly, she explores topics like poverty, class, spirituality, nature, female empowerment, and sexuality. This album marked her first significant steps out of the shadow of Porter Wagoner, the rhinestone country star who gave Dolly her big break by hiring her as the, quote, girl singer on his TV variety show.
I was always trying to progress and try to do more, try to grow and try to, you know, to express myself musically as much as I could in every album that we did, but still stay as true to myself as I could, but to expand as a songwriter. I always take myself more serious as a songwriter than I even do as a singer.
Today, Coat of Many Colors stands as an album of liberation and empowerment that cements Dolly Parton as an all-time great songwriter. But it's no longer just Dolly's story. It's ours, too. One big message of love, acceptance, and pride.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, break down, baby.
I'm Brittany Spanos, senior writer for Rolling Stone, and your host for Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums, the podcast where we tell the stories behind 10 albums off our completely revamped list of the best albums ever. In this episode, Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Rolling Stone country editor Joseph Hudak has interviewed Dolly numerous times. Here he is with the full story.
By the time Dolly Parton walked into RCA Studio B in 1971 to record Coat of Many Colors, she had already been living in Nashville for 7 years. She moved to the city intending to be a songwriter, not a singer, but it would take a while for Nashville to recognize Dolly as a great writer. In fact, the first single of hers to hit the charts was written by someone else. It was a cheeky song called Dumb Blonde. Early in her time in Nashville, she met a figure who'd play a pivotal role in her life, Porter Wagoner. He was a veteran country hitmaker who had his own TV variety show. Porter gave Dolly her big break by casting her on his show, and the pair became frequent duet partners. They were never romantically involved, but they were joined at the hip in all things music and business. They released 13 duet albums and won the Country Music Association Award for Vocal Duo of the Year 3 times. Porter even helped her pick which songs to record and was a looming presence in the studio.
Well, Porter and I, we worked together for many, many years, but Porter was always involved in the production and working with the engineers and working with the musicians, making sure that they, got it the way that he wanted it and that he felt like that I would want it.
During the Coat of Many Colors sessions, Porter asked Dolly to record 3 songs he wrote, including If I Lose My Mind, a jarring tale of manipulation and sexual coercion. Dolly sings lyrics like, quote, "He made me watch him love another woman, and he tried to make me love another man."
Why he made me watch him love another woman.
I don't think I wanted to sing that song. That was one that Porter had written, I think. And I thought, well, he wanted me to sing some of his songs. But yeah, that was one of those that that was so country, though, to talk about all those kind of things. But yeah, that was a little embarrassing to kind of sing at that time. Anymore, anything goes.
Dolly would end her musical partnership with Porter in 1974, writing him a heartfelt goodbye with her song, I Will Always Love You. When Dolly recorded Coat of Many Colors in 1971, she was already starting to break away. She'd been releasing solo albums and singles in between her duet albums with Porter, and her star was beginning to eclipse her mentors. There was just no hiding Dolly's talent. Carly Pearce is a country star following in Dolly Parton's footsteps by writing songs ripped from the pages of her own life. She also spent her teenage years singing at Parton's Tennessee amusement park, Dollywood. Carly says Dolly had something to prove with Coat of Many Colors.
That she was bigger than just the girl that Porter found that sang the duets with him. I think that she knew she was bigger than that. And obviously, I'm sure I can't speak for her, but I'm sure she's very grateful for that opening of the door. But I think that she knew she had something to prove on her own and that she had a lot to say. She was just trying to connect dots to get her there.
Dolly knew what she had to do to fully come into her own as a solo artist and songwriter. Sure, she recorded those 3 Porter Wagoner-written songs, but the rest of the album would be solely written by Dolly, and it would be her most personal record yet. It all started with the title track, a clear-cut origin story about her childhood in East Tennessee.
Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors my mama made for me.
Dolly Parton grew up poor in Sevierville, Tennessee, a small city near the Great Smoky Mountains. The memory of her one-bedroom cabin was still fresh in Dolly's mind when she moved to Nashville in 1964, right after graduating high school.
We didn't have anything. We were from a very large, poor family. Mama used to sew all of our quilts and curtains for the windows, remake our clothes and make clothes out of feed sacks or whatever, scraps. But she had, people used to bring Mama big boxes of scraps because she used to do a lot of quilting.
In Coat of Many Colors, Dolly sang in universal language about her Appalachian poverty and the coat of rags that her mother lovingly sewed her to wear to school. Dolly's father worked as a sharecropper while her mom took care of Dolly and her 11 siblings. It was a life of hard work and zero luxuries. There was a stove, a small table, a wash tub, but the Partons' one-room cabin had no running water, no electricity. To keep the 12 kids warm, her mother would repurpose animal feed bags into blankets and clothes. Coat of Many Colors is a story song about a mother's love. It draws on the biblical tale of Joseph and his treasured garment, the coat of many colors.
The backstory is that I went to school in that coat because Mama had made me feel so proud, thinking I tell me the story about Joseph. And I went to school thinking I looked like Joseph, but the kids kind of laughed at my coat. So I was upset with my mom, and I was crying because I felt she had, kind of told me a fib. And that's when I said, Mama, they said that my coat was just rags and we was poor. And Mama said, I don't want to ever hear you say that we're poor. We are not poor. We are rich in kindness and love and understanding. And that little coat, that was just something I made with love and told me that story to make me proud of it.
Grammy-nominated country songwriter Brandi Clark is a Dolly Parton superfan. She says the song Coat of Many Colors succeeds because it's so universal.
You got family, you've got religion, you've got honesty, and you've got poverty. And also being made fun of. And I think if you haven't had one of those five things go on, you probably haven't lived.
Producer Bob Ferguson oversaw most of Porter Wagoner's albums, and he was brought in to produce Coat of Many Colors as well. The sessions included some of the best musicians in Nashville. Late greats like fiddler Johnny Gimble, pedal steel ace Pete Drake, and drummer Jerry Carrigan. Dolly says the players all saw a little bit of their own lives and her humble childhood.
Those people were so special to me then, and they played on so many of my records, but they were also, for the most part, they were country people as well, had been brought up very poor, and they certainly related, you know, to a song like The Coat of Many Colors.
Marissa R. Moss, author of the upcoming book Her Country, about the obstacles that women face in country music, says that Dolly was open and honest about her upbringing in the song Coat of Many Colors.
It shows the beauty of where she came from. It's easy to sort of glamorize where you came from, but it's not really honest to, you know, glamorize American poverty. She doesn't really feel the need to do that either. But she's, you know, very connected to like the human spirit. She's far more honest about that and doesn't try to sort of talk about herself as, you know, a rural person in that I got out because I was super special and it was some magical chemical. And I think that's why people still really value it and relate to it.
There's a cool story about how Dolly wrote Coat of Many Colors, like literally how she wrote it.
So I was on the bus early. Porter was coming onto the bus. We were leaving town going on tour. And Porter had, he had stopped at the dry cleaners to get his suits, you know, his show suit. And so that song started coming to me and I just grabbed the tag off of his cleaning bag, the tag, and I started writing The Coat of Many Colors on it. And so I finished the song pretty much on that.
Wow. So you wrote a song about a coat on a receipt from a coat. That's amazing.
Well, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, I did.
Despite Dolly honoring Porter's request to record some of his songs, Coat of Many Colors is distinctly her album. You could hear her take agency of her story. Rolling Stone writer Chet Flippo described it as, quote, the first true flowering of Dolly Parton's faltering steps to emerge as a free musical soul and a major songwriter, unquote.
The man I loved ran the salesman route, selling goods from house to house. And I knew my mama would never stand for me stepping out with no traveling man.
The proof is in songs she wrote like Traveling Man, about a young woman who makes plans to run off with a traveling salesman, only to have her own mother steal him away first.
That behind her back, I was making my plans to meet somewhere with that traveling man. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the traveling man. That's one of my favorite songs I ever wrote. I get such a kick out of that. I used to do it sometimes because when we were growing up, they used to have what they called the fuller brush man that used to come around. I just started writing this little song one day about the traveling salesman because all the girls always fall in love because he was somebody different. So then I got right to the end of the song, and I thought, I'm going to do a twist on this. It's a cute song. It just sort of showed my twisted sense of humor at that time in the early days.
With that traveling man on Saturday. Well, Saturday's here, and here I stand, and there goes my mama with that traveling man.
Marissa Moss says Traveling Man was bold not just for 1971, but for today.
Yeah, I mean, that's really wild, right? I mean, like, imagine if someone came, you know, even someone who's a little bit cutting edge right now came out with a song like that. I mean, I feel like maybe Brandi Clark could pull it off or something. She does great stories like that with kind of twists at the end. But just sort of coming out with a song like that, was it 1971, something like that? It's just pretty wild, and Dolly was never afraid.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Dolly took an even more direct look at a woman's sexuality in the track She Never Met a Man She Didn't Like. Brandi Clark says both that song and Traveling Man were important precursors to another of Dolly's signature songs, a timeless song about a woman named Jolene.
I thought it would be a funny song. And not that Traveling Man is funny, but I thought it would be more like that. And it wasn't. It was very, you know, pleading with this guy, like, be careful, because she never met a man she didn't like. She's not going to stick with you. And this was pre-Jolene. I was thinking she was working her way to Jolene here. You know, that's really what I felt from that song.
The spirit of Dolly's native Smoky Mountains is woven throughout Coat of Many Colors. It's in the lyrics of the title track, in the song Early Morning Breeze, and in the actual music of My Blue Tears, a bluegrassy song that uses nature as a metaphor for heartbreak.
Bring not your light into my dark blue yellow sunshine. Waste not your warmth on the coldness in here.
All those kind of songs are kind of like a tribute to my Tennessee mountain home. You know, years later, I recorded a whole album called My Tennessee Mountain Home. It's more of that old mountain flavor. It was more of a kind of Elizabethan sound, too. I kind of wanted to get that old world sound with it because it's got that mournful, you know, kind of sound.
Here's Brandi Clark.
It is mountain music. And Dolly's, that's another theme that runs through Dolly's catalog, in my opinion. I always want to listen to Dolly in the fall because I love to go to Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge in the fall when the leaves are turning. And Dolly has figured out a way to make her music feel like that part of the country.
Marissa Moss says there's a universal spirituality to Dolly's songs.
So I'm a Jewish girl from New York, you know. I can't always relate to a lot of religious content in country songs because it focuses on one sort of specific religious point of view. But weirdly, I always have been able to when Dolly sings about it. And I don't know why that is, but she's able to sort of sing about religion and questioning of humanity and why we're here in ways that I really understand and don't find off-putting. You're looking for life's answers in any way that you can find them. And it doesn't have to sort of line up with your own personal beliefs to be effective. And like Dolly hits that every time.
But sometimes Dolly admits there was no deeper meaning or message. When she wrote Early Morning Breeze, she was just trying to sell laundry detergent.
Funny story about that. This might be of interest to the listeners. When I wrote the Early Morning Breeze, when I first started with Porter's show, we were doing our own commercials on the air rather than going to commercials. We actually had, we were selling laundry detergent. We had Breeze detergent that we sold, and you open the package and you get these towels. You know, you got free kitchen towels. And so they had all these floral designs on them. And then, and so I wrote a song called Early Morning Breeze, and all the names of the flowers that were on those towels that I talk about in the Early Morning Breeze, the aster and the dahlia and the wild geranium. And but I cleverly, poetically put all the flowers on a bath towel in my song Early Morning Breeze, because that's what we showed on TV.
Sonically, there's one outlier on the mostly acoustic Coat of Many Colors, the song Here I Am. It's more funk rock than country music, and it's the most aggressive example of Dolly owning her art.
It is. That was a really good record. That's one I'm proud of that. Well, I had a lot to do with that one. Bob Ferguson also had a lot of input. He didn't always get as much credit as he deserved. But Porter, Bob, and I all had a lot of input on that. But, of course, as a songwriter and through the years, I'm sure it's been pretty obvious that I'm pretty involved in about anything that I do, especially a song like Here I Am. I wanted to do something a little more bluesy or a little more rock, and I remember kind of having to fight a little bit, thinking that's not really country enough, and I thought, yeah, but it's soulful.
Carly Pearce says that Dolly's most open secret is in the simplicity of her lyrics.
I feel like she just has a way of writing that is really to the point. You know, here I am if you need a love that's true. I don't know if I was sitting there, I'd be like, yeah, that's it, you know? But I think I'm reminded when I try to overcomplicate things the way that these songs really have stood the test of time, and they were quite simple.
In the end, Coat of Many Colors remains an essential album because it represents country music's mission statement, simple storytelling that anyone can relate to. Marissa Moss says, just listen to the title track.
I mean, it's a cliche thing to say about country music, but it's cliche at this point because it's so true that it's just a great story. But I mean, it also is a country song that really gets to the truth. It talks about class. It talks about poverty, all in just her personal story. And I think that's probably why we keep going back to it so much, because we've lost a little bit of that.
I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small.
Brandi Clark pinpoints a certain freedom in Coat of Many Colors, of Dolly submitting herself to the power of the song.
I think the record holds up, number one, because of the songs. You know, I really think anything that holds up, that's the foundation. And then I think the production on it is really pretty timeless in most places. Really, at the end of the day, it is her storytelling. And there's not a better storytelling song than Coat of Many Colors. What I get from her songwriting, and it's something I struggle with, is that she really doesn't fight her instincts. I think it's why she's written so many songs. I think she's figured out how to be a vessel for the universe or God putting these songs in her. I just don't feel a lot of overthought anything.
Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors.
When Carly Pearce listens to Coat of Many Colors, she can hear an artist fine-tuning her style.
I'm sure she was still kind of exploring and trying to figure out what exactly was her sound, and I think that she creatively used a lot of different colors, if you will, throughout her career of just exploring, and she is a true artist, and I think she's also a visionary, and so I think she just has a lot of layers to her.
Coat of Many Colors peaked at number 7 on Billboard's Country Albums chart. It also scored Dolly her very first Album of the Year CMA Award nomination. Looking back, she says the album accomplished exactly what she came to Nashville to do, be a songwriter. Dolly, of course, went on to much bigger fame. She's a global superstar. But she says the title track will always be a part of her story, a glimpse at who she was and who she was about to become. It remains a staple of her concerts and has even been adopted as an anthem of gay pride, thanks to the song's themes of confidence, acceptance, and love.
Anyway, I think people just love the song. And then there's a lot of fun, good little songs in the album. And it's my early days. A lot of my fans now, a lot of my new found fans like to go back and see who I am, who I was. Anyway, I just think the little coat, people relate to it for many different reasons.
And holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors, I hurried off to school just to find...
Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors ranks number 257 on Rolling Stone's New Greatest Albums of All Time list. I'm Brittany Spanos. This has been Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums, an Amazon original podcast. Executive producers are Christian Horde, Hank Schemer, Gus Winner, and myself. This episode was produced by Joseph Hudak. Our senior producer is Michelle Lands. Mixing by Marquise Neal. Additional production help by Mary Dew. Bridget Shelsey is our production manager. Peter Miller is our music supervisor. Fact-checking by Jonathan Bernstein. Supervising executives for Amazon Music are Nathan Brackett, Morgan Jones, Steph Walkney, and Lauren D. And for Rolling Stone, Jason Fine. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums every Tuesday and hear it first on Amazon Music.
But I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors. My mama made for me, made just for me.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.